Well, guys, another amazing win, but this one, unlike the others, you have to say, is a little bit bittersweet.
Yes, I was sulking. I'll admit it. I was sulking when Gronkowski got hurt. If I didn't work here and you didn't make me stay, I would have packed up and gone home like some of the fans.
Was that bad for you?
Yeah. It really was. Yeah, it reminded me of Bo Jackson. I feel like Andy, I'm seeing an elite, all-time great type talent who is being chopped off because of
injury. I have to admit, I kind of felt the same way for him. You know, I was still confident about the team and all that. And, you know, even as bad as they played, their chances in the game. I just really felt bad for Gronk.
I do, too, because it's a guy who plays at such a high level. And I really think this is one of the truly special players that we're watching. And Andy's comparison to his idol, Bo Jackson, if you know what Andy thinks about Bo Jackson, that's not just throwing words around right there.
Uncomfortable.
I agree with him, though. This is a guy who I think could have been truly one of the very, very best in all positions, not just tight end, all positions. He's that dominant of a player, and I'm not sure we're ever going to get to see it over a long enough period of time to truly appreciate it.
Yeah. So he's gone. Patriots put him on IR earlier in the week. So.
Next man up.
Yep.
Matthew Mulligan, you're up.
But there is no next man up. There is finding a new formula, as Tom Brady put it, because that's what they're going to have to do. There is no way to just replace,
Bob Gronkowski.
And Bill was right. He compared it to Vince Wilfork. You're not just going to put another guy in and say, okay, you're doing Vince's role this week. You know, take up the center in the guard, whatever. Gronkowski, you're going to fill that void with a variety. You know, running backs are all the backup tight ends, all the young receivers, the different receivers. Josh McDaniels has more pressure on him to sort of go back to drawing different things up. And I know Bill pointed to, well, we dealt with this for the first 6 weeks, so maybe that's some sort of an advantage. But the issue is being compounded by the lack of health at receiver and tight end. Omanawa Nui has missed the last couple games, just got back to practice last week. Dobson and Tompkins missed this week's game. Dobson, it was his second game. So even the guys that you kind of counted on early in the year without Gronk are banged up. So now it's Shane Vereen and, I don't know, throw it out there and see what happens. Right.
And at the same time, Freddie, on the other side of the ball, earlier in the year, you were able to get away with it because your defense was playing at a higher level. Now they're banged up as well. I mean, no one's going to feel sorry, as Tom said after the game, no one's going to feel sorry for the Patriots, and everybody's dealing with this stuff. But when you lose two or three starters on defense and then you take away your best playmaker on offense that Tom has to work with, I'm not sure that you can win 13-10.
So the theme of the season then has to be health. I mean, that is what has rippled through the whole season. Back when the Patriots were getting by without Gronk, Paul, you mentioned the defense was much better. Now that defense isn't the same as it was back then. The only thing I can, sort of hang some hope on is when you get back to the offense, they didn't have Shane Vereen back then. He was out after the first game. So, he's a guy now that, no, he's not going to replace Gronk, but he should replace some of that production, and he now becomes the go-to guy. The question is, who fills in underneath him?
Well,
what can they count on?
Ironically, your offense is now built around a bunch of guys who injury history is their history. Edelman, Amendola, Vereen were all talents. If they can stay healthy, this is what they can do. And certainly Vereen and Edelman are proving they can be pretty consistent playmakers for this team. They're going to have to even take that sort of to that next level. And then you fill in with whatever, Stephen Ridley. Maybe this is an open door for him to sort of work his way back as to a big player.
Well, I was just going to say, you beat me to it. Does that different formula that Tom Brady is talking about include maybe more of that running game or passing off of the running game, the short, high percentage type passing, but does it involve a lot more Stephen Ridley?
I think they'd probably like to run the ball a little bit more now with Gronk out. And I'll give you a wild card. We talked about all the different injured guys. Josh Boyce, we're starting to see him a little bit more involved in the offense. He's not going to be, a guy that I expect to go out there and catch 10 passes in a game, but maybe does he make a big play? Don't forget, he's fresh, too. He was inactive a lot of those games, so he's not beaten down by the NFL season. He hasn't hit the rookie wall like maybe some of the other guys have that have played a lot, the Villanos and the Chris Joneses and those kinds of guys who probably are slowing down. He had an opportunity to make a couple of plays on Sunday. He's still a little inconsistent. He had one bad drop. But I think on that screen, when you saw him, I think about 22, 25-yard gain, you saw some of the things he could add. You get the ball in his hands on kick returns. Maybe the special teams keep playing a role the way that they have. The special teams have been strong. Different formula.
So when you just look at the offense going forward, I think there's good news there that there are guys that have, could contribute. And I don't think there's any team in the AFC that has that great defense that, oh, my God, you're not going to score on these guys.
No, that's certainly what you're pointing at is one of the factors of saying, well, the Patriots still have as good a chance as just about anybody is, You got to look at the competition. I keep saying this. This doesn't have to compare to the 04 Patriots or the 07 Patriots or any of those other Super Bowl winning teams from the AFC. It has to compare to the competition at hand.
Right.
And they are all so, A, banged up, having dealing with a lot of injuries all year, and just utterly average.
Yeah.
So, as always, it's going to come down to who can sort of get hot, piece it together, make some plays, and do it in the postseason.
So the road becomes tougher without Gronk, no doubt.
Yes.
But I'm more worried about the defense. You know, I think that is what you had without Gronk that you don't have right now, again, because of injuries. Because you're without Mayo and you're without Will Fork, you're without Tommy Kelly. And then the guys that are there are banged up, the key guys. Back when the Patriots were playing their best defense, Dennard and Tlaib were healthy. And both of those guys are nicked up. The question is, are they going to get better week to week, or is this something they're going to have throughout the rest of the year? I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, well, for that reason, I'm more worried about the offense now, because I sort of thought, you know, we kind of established it's going to be mid-20s up to 30 that you're allowing, but I could get that many. Now I'm not sure I can get that many. So I'm a little bit more worried about the Gronkowski side of it, but your point is valid. The injuries are really piled up on both sides of the ball, and it is going to be, I think, the predominant storyline of this season is, you know, just how injuries affected really the whole league, but especially the Patriots. Not a lot went well for the Patriots on defense on Sunday, but one area that I thought did was the play of the linebackers, Dante Hightower and Jamie Collins. Hightower especially, I thought he looked a little bit more active and definitely more decisive. He was calling the plays in the defensive huddle. He's gotten a lot of heat over the last several weeks for not being where he was supposed to be, being poor in coverage. I still don't think he's a great pass coverage linebacker, but against the run, I thought he was much quicker to the ball and much more active. Collins, very athletic with those long arms. You can see this guy is going to be a player as he learns the defense, as he learns the NFL. These two guys, I thought, really stood out in a positive way. Now, one area on defense that I wasn't all that impressed with has been the pass rush, and not just on Sunday, but really for the last few weeks now. I think with that secondary all banged up, you need to get some heat on the quarterback. And right now, Chandler Jones in particular, Rob Ninkovich, some of these other guys, Michael Buchanan when he gets a chance, Andre Carter, not a lot of pressure being put on the passer. This needs to change. We have to help out that secondary a little bit. They're banged up. They're using a lot of zone coverages. It hasn't just been man, but everybody back there is hurt. And right now, the pressure is lacking up front. Offensively, it's obviously going to be tough without Rob Gronkowski. And here's one thing that I think might happen, and it's kind of ironic given the way the situation has unfolded the last several weeks. I think it might be time to turn back to Stephen Ridley. I think you might need to run the ball a little bit more. I think that was the plan earlier in the year when Gronk was out. I think they relied a little bit more heavily on the running game. And I think if you're going to do that, it only makes sense to give the ball to Ridley. People might say, if he fumbles, what happens? Well, right now, it's a little bit of a desperate situation. I think you might have to live with the possibility that he could lose the football, because I think he gives you the best opportunity to move the football. So right now, time to turn it back to Ridley.
Coming up on Patriots Football Weekly.
You know, we needed that play. We practiced it for a while, and it came up, and we took advantage of it.
Morning Meeting is brought to you by Verizon. Stay connected to your Patriots at home and on the go with Fios Quantum Internet and NFL Mobile from Verizon. That's powerful. Patriots Football Weekly is brought to you in part by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. Images of the Week, brought to you by Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly.
Image of the Week from a wild one. Aren't they all this year? Here's a guy that the Patriots are going to need more production from as they go forward, Matt Mulligan. Rob Ninkovich is the guy they always get production from, and it seems always at the biggest times. Finally, Stephen Ridley was back on the field. Take a look at how he's carrying the ball.
Player Perspective is brought to you by Putnam Investments, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years.
Joining me now in the Gillette Stadium Patriots locker room, special teams captain Matthew Slater. And, you know, we always say that the kicking game is the third phase, but I'm not sure fans always believe it. But after Sunday, they're believing it. Talk a little bit about that onside kick and exactly how perfect Stephen Gostkowski, whose locker's right there, how he got that job done.
Oh, man, well, you know, when it comes to the kicking game, you never know when a play in that phase of the game is going to make a difference. And as it happened on Sunday. We needed to play, and Steve executed a perfect kick. It really starts and ends with him and going out and doing his job with absolute perfection, really. And then you got great effort by guys like Kyle and guys getting blocks like that. So, you know, we needed that play. We've practiced it for a while, and it's never really come up, but it came up, and we took advantage of it.
And, you know, as the guy who leads the special teams unit, you guys have been called on a lot this year. There's been a lot of close games. I think it's 10 of 13 games by a touchdown or less, 7 games by a field goal or less. Talk about how much confidence, A, you have in your unit, your group of guys, and, B, how proud you are that you guys have been able to come through.
Oh, no question. I mean, we've got a lot of guys that are doing a heck of a job this year, and Steve is having a tremendous year for us. He's been so reliable and getting us key field goals and late in games. And then you've had guys like Nate Ebner, Dane Fletcher, the list goes on, who have really stepped up and played well for us this year. So across the board, to the man, couldn't be prouder of the way the guys have played this year, the way they've prepared and practiced day in, day out, and the way they go out and perform on Sunday. So we just got to keep it up and hopefully bring that same intensity and effort come Sunday.
And finally, you're a California boy, but you've been in New England a while now, but we're coming down the stretch here. We saw some snowy games last weekend. I'm sure there's going to be, you know, get a season finale with the Bills and maybe some stuff beyond that. You looking forward to some of that winter weather in the kicking game and maybe sliding around the snow a little bit?
I got no problems with playing in the snow at this point in my career. It's been it's been fun over the years playing in some bad weather, and usually it works in our advantage. So I guess I can put my California roots aside for a little bit and welcome a little cold weather.
As is the case in many of these matchups, we'll start with a literal matchup when it comes to the Dolphins. Aqib Talib versus Mike Wallace. First season in Miami, been up and down, but of late, Wallace has picked up the pace. 2 touchdowns in the last 3 games, 58 catches on the season, 13.1 yards per catch. And you look at Talib, struggled a little bit in last week's matchup with Josh Gordon. This is a quicker, speedier receiver, the type that have given Talib trouble over the year. So Wallace, Talib, matchups to keep an eye on. The next matchup we are going to focus on is pass protection. Patriots offensive line versus a very good Miami defensive front. Pressure was an issue last week against the Browns. 4 sacks allowed. Tom Brady hit 6 times. Pressure all day on the quarterback. Can't happen this week, but the Dolphins can bring it. Olivier Vernon, second-year player, 11.5 sacks. Cameron Wake on the other side, 7.5 sacks. 9 guys on the Dolphins' front have multiple sacks. They will be coming after Tom Brady, trying to make his life difficult. Patriots' offensive line needs to step up. Finally, we look at the matchup with the Dolphins in Miami. December trip to Miami sounds like a nice vacation, but not so much for the Patriots. 7-6 in the last 13 trips to the South Beach area under Bill Belichick, and the Dolphins are still fighting for a playoff spot. Dolphins have a very good defense, top 10 in sacks allowed, top 10 in interception, top 10 in points allowed. Patriots looking for a new identity, new formula, if you will, on offense. Won't be easy in Miami.
Coming up on Patriots Football Weekly.
I was hoping you wouldn't get to
now
that.
We'll go to the defense.
I was hoping you were going to forget about
what did they do?
Patriots Football Weekly is brought to you in part by Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Patriots Football Weekly is brought to you in part by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Around the NFL, brought to you by Nissan.
Firing a coach in the NFL, there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. The right way is how Bob McNair and the Houston Texans did it. He wanted to fire Gary Kubiak. He just did it right in the middle of the season. Now he can go on with a clear conscience and look for a new head coach. The wrong way is how Dan Snyder is trying to do it in the Washington Redskins. He's waiting for Mike Shanahan to quit so he can save a little bit of money. Look, if you feel the right thing to do for your organization is to fire the coach, do it. Don't look to save money. Just get it done and move on with the best interests of your organization.
Over the years, Indy Hart and I have a little game we like to play when we talk about players that we haven't seen in person for the first time, and we call it the eyeball test. And in the past, many guys have failed that test against the Patriots. And I know that people are sitting there saying, well, as long as they pass the eyeball test for Paul and Andy, but bear with me. Julio Jones did not pass the eyeball test. Sean Merriman in the past did not pass the eyeball test. Josh Gordon on Sunday, he passed the eyeball test. Big, strong, fast, physical receiver who absolutely dominated what I think is one of the best cover corners in football in Aqib Talib. Josh Gordon, I know you were waiting for it. The stamp of approval from PFW.
Have you been paying attention to the Cowboys' defense over the last year and a half? Well, here's what happened. Jerry Jones didn't like Rob Ryan, so he fired him. Took too many chances, was giving up plays. So he hired Monty Kiffin, who is the only Kiffin who's been less successful than Lane in his recent coaching run. But Monty Kiffin takes over, and what did the Cowboys' defense do? They got worse. They're historically bad. They stink at absolutely everything. And then, oh, by the way, Rob Ryan is in New Orleans. He's reinvigorated that defense despite everybody being hurt on the Saints' defense. So, Jerry Jones, you fired the guy who's good, you hired the guy who's old and should be retired, and it's just another day in your world screwing up the Cowboys.
Trash Talk, brought to you by Waste Management. Remodeling or just have clutter to get rid of? Waste Management's new Baxter dumpster in a bag can take it on.
The injuries keep piling up, but the Patriots just keep winning. Are they still Super Bowl contenders?
The camel's back has officially broken, and not because you and Fred went for a ride on the camel. The Gronkowski injury, you just can't lose this many all-pros, as I said earlier in the show, and expect things to be fine because, oh, we have Belichick, we have Brady, we're just going to roll out of bed and win a couple playoff games in a row, go to Super Bowl and win it. It's not that easy. And I know other teams are flawed, but you're just dropping like flies, and you do not have the bullets in the gun anymore.
Yeah, talent is a problem, I have to admit. Talent is a problem, okay? But here's the thing, and we've sort of been harping on this all year long, that the league, in general, I think, is down. I think there's not a lot to choose from, the best and the worst and so-called in-between. So I think that gives you a puncher's chance right there. And the second part, and this might just be more of a feeling or something, and might not have anything to back it up, but what teams that find ways to win games the way the Patriots have found ways to win consistently this year, those are championship kind of teams. Those are the kind of stories that you look back on and say, remember that game when David Patton was unconscious and he was on the sideline? And remember the game when Steven Gostkowski cleared out the way so you could recover an onside kick and beat Cleveland? These kinds of things happen. I think they have something going here. And whoever beats them, if someone's able to beat them in the playoffs, man, they're going to have to do something really, really extraordinary for 60 minutes because I know this team's going to show up.
That was one narrative. That's one way to write it. The other way to write it is a team that gets by 3 points week after week after week and recovers onside kicks and digs holes and doesn't really start playing until the 58th minute of the game. They run out of luck. They stop being able to do that, especially when they don't have the weapons. They don't have the playmakers to make those key plays when you're making a hurry-up effort to win. And you have a team that's counting on Julian Edelman, yep, Danny Amendola, and Shane Vereen to essentially be the core of your offense. What do those three guys have in common?
They're all playmakers that you said they didn't have.
They're not playmakers, first of all. None of them has proven to be playmakers in the postseason. And B, the correct answer is they're all injury prone. And that means they not only have to get through three regular season games to get to the postseason, they need to stay healthy in the postseason when we all know that the defenses are more riled up, hitting harder. We've seen the Ravens here where they're frothing at the mouth to knock somebody's head off. I just don't see those key guys staying healthy enough to even give this team a, as you put it, puncher's chance, and they're not even good punchers.
Well, come on. They definitely have a puncher's chance because they're going to have that as long as they have Tom and as long as they have Belichick.
They have Brady.
And listen, they're going to make someone really have to earn it, and so many teams in this league find ways to lose games. The Patriots don't.
Now I told you why the offense wasn't going to work, because they don't have enough guns.
I was hoping you wouldn't get to
now
that.
We'll go to the defense. How about we go to the defense?
I was hoping you were going to forget
about it. What do they do well? What do they do well enough to stop somebody in the postseason? Is it shut down the pass? That's hard to argue at this point. Is it shut down the run? That's hard to argue at this point. Is it pressure the passer? That's hard to argue at this point. Is it forced turnovers?
Yes.
Even those have slowed down.
Yeah, but they do a good job at that.
They're
one of the better teams in the league at turnovers.
They're living on their early season
laurels.
But
here's the thing, Andy. Are you going to try to tell me that they can't force two turnovers in a playoff game?
Or are you hanging your hat on, I hope Andy Dalton makes a mistake. I hope Andrew Luck makes a mistake.
But isn't that part of it? You think Andy Dalton might make a mistake to lose the game,
you're pretty confident that
Tom Brady won't.
So now we've gotten to the bottom of your argument. You're relying on other teams to fail more than you are relying on yourself to win. You don't think the Patriots will win in the postseason. You think there's a chance they won't lose.
Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Nissan. Choose Nissan today for great offers on our most innovative lineup ever. Shop at ChooseNissan.com. New England Football Night is brought to you by AT&T. Rethink possible. Patriots Football Weekly is brought to you in part by Roach Brothers Tasty Tailgating, official tailgate partner of New England Football Night. Read and react brought to you in part by Yokohama, engineering the most advanced tires on the road for nearly a century. Yokohama, technology drives better tires.
Okay, it's time for your questions on TFW, but first, it's the Wilson Hart Power Index.
And guess what the Patriots
Can't
are doing?
Wait.
Guess what the Patriots are doing? Like the Jeffersons, moving on up.
Oh, boy.
Now tied for number four with a nice close victory.
Oh, so crazy comebacks are part of that?
Well, no, victories are part of it, and you won a game. That helps. That's in the equation.
Okay.
Seattle Seahawks remain at number one, even though they lost this week, their second loss of the season.
Can't argue with that.
They dropped a little bit with their index. Number two is the Chiefs. Three, the Saints. Four, Patriots, Niners tied. Panthers were the big faller. Remember, they were number two last week. Had a tough week. Dropped down to six.
Okay, well,
You don't have a problem with it? Anything you'd like to question?
I'm going to have my weekly what happened to Denver when they scored 50 this week.
Denver up
They
one.
Go down?
Up one to nine. Up one to nine.
Nine. Okay, nine. Okay. Oh,
they're the number one seed in the AFC. Yeah,
that's all right. Okay, let's get to the questions. This first one comes from Steve Lawler. And according to Steve, Rob Gronkowski is officially injury prone. And because of that, should the Patriots consider letting him go?
No. He can be injury prone. You can say that. I think that's fair with the number of injuries he's had here. He's prone to injury. But financially, the extension he signed, he got his bonus money, the $8 million signing bonus. He has a guaranteed salary for next year as part of that original signing. And it's not till after 2015 when you need to decide to pick up that. I think it's a $10 million option bonus, picks up the final 4 years of the deal. That's when you'll start to think about what's Gronkowski worth? Is he injury prone? Do we want to commit to him long term? But between now and then, you're paying him already. So your best case scenario is get him back on the field, get him healthy, and see if he can get back to what he was when he's been healthy. There's no reason to force the hand and cut him now. You gain nothing.
All right. And finally, Jeff Lohr writes in, with this week's game against the Browns, no different, is it time for Belichick to eat crow and give Richard Seymour a call?
I would be very, very surprised to see any calls going out to him. He hasn't played all season.
I would imagine he's about 400 pounds.
Yeah, well, you know, he might be, and he's a PFW favorite and all that, but he hasn't done a thing all year. What are the odds are that he's, A, going to get a call from the Patriots, B, going to be willing to come in and try to come to the rescue, and C, be effective in any way?
Does crow taste like chicken?
Everything Probably. Else does.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it for this week's questions. Every week, send them to AskPFW@Patriots.com.